Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is an introduction to my Biblical Cosmology series. I think a series like this needs an introduction. Why am I writing articles on developing a biblical cosmology? I'm glad you asked. A funny thing happened to me on my discipleship journey. Someone I respect told me she believes that the earth is flat. Naturally, I scoffed at such an idea, saying, "I cannot go there." Later, I watched two clear-thinking individuals on a Rumble channel discussing flat earth. They said they were almost convinced, but not quite. That stirred my curiosity enough to start researching pro-flat earth videos as an interested skeptic. I do not think I will ever forget watching a clear demonstration that we can see much, much farther than we are supposed to see over water if the globe theory of the earth's shape were actually true. Most globers do not know how much the Earth's surface is supposed to curve. There are websites that calculate the required amount of curvature over distance using spherical trigonometry, such as the Earth Curve Calculator. For simplicity's sake, the following parabolic formula works up to a distance of about 2,000 miles, and after that, there will be some slight discrepancies. Here's the formula. Curvature equals 8 inches times the distance in mileage squared. So here are some sample distances with the calculated required curvature if the Earth were indeed a globe. Distance, 1 mile, expected curvature, 8 inches. 2 miles, 32 inches, 3 miles, 72 inches, 4 miles, 10.66 feet, 5 miles, 16.66 feet, 10 miles, 66 feet, 20 miles, 264 feet, 100 miles, 6,600 feet over a mile. When objects move away from us because of optical perspective, they appear to disappear from the ground or water up. Aristotle claimed this was proof of the Earth's curvature. Bill Nye, the science guy, says the same thing, much to his shame. Thanks to the power of telescopes and zoom cameras, we can bring objects back into view that disappeared over the horizon, all the way down to the hull in the water for boats. There are so many different proofs that the Earth does not curve that I cannot list them all here, but if you want to do your own research, I have placed many of them on the resource page connected with this series. I encourage you to check it out. Better yet, do your own empirical experiments. Below, I give you a very short demonstration, perhaps to whet your curiosity. Also, as a warning, realize that Satan always has counter-arguments to keep people away from the truth. The typical counter to being able to see so far is that it is because of refraction. Refraction, or lensing, does happen, but it cannot account for our ability to see so far. In fact, in the example below, one of the laser shots is made over ice at night when the air temperature is colder than the water or ice temperature, a condition in which refraction cannot take place. So I have a video on my webpage called Flat Earth Fact Number 1. I encourage you to watch it. As you can imagine, when I saw that water does not bend around the surface of the supposed globe, my mind was blown. I realized that it's all a lie. That put me into a state of cognitive dissonance. I had new evidence that clearly contradicted what I'd been told all my life by parents, teachers, TV, NASA, and renowned scientists. It went against all the supposed evidence provided by NASA of a spherical Earth suspended in space. After all, we went to the moon, didn't we? More on NASA's fakery later. As you would expect, I had 1,000 questions, as would anyone who is confronted with evidence that contradicts what he or she had believed all his or her life. This new evidence indicated that the whole world had been deceived. Was I crazy? My wife and I began to investigate further. Part of that investigation included going back to the Bible to see what it says. As you can imagine, I saw scriptures with a new set of eyes. It is right there. I just could not see it previously because of my brainwashed condition. I now realize that I had unwittingly accommodated the scriptures to conform to the heliocentric version of the cosmos. This is called eisegesis, something every student of the Bible is warned against. I now understand that Satan is deliberately skewing things in order to blind us to the testimony of God's creation, Psalm 19:1, Romans 1:20. In place of the Bible's testimony, he provides us with a pagan version of the cosmology of the cosmos designed to strip us of any belief in God at all. After months of extensive Bible study and empirical scientific investigation, I am more convinced than ever that the Earth is indeed a stationary plane enclosed in a firmament, just as the Bible says. Since I am a Bible teacher by calling, there is no way I could keep this to myself. That is why I went public, much to the consternation of friends and family. I have to be honest that it has been a painful experience. Few of my friends, family, and colleagues believe my testimony. I thought that all my years of teaching the Bible would have given me more benefit of the doubt. I am afraid that most think that I have been duped by a government psyop, fallen for New Age lies, ventured into depths beyond my level of competence, or had an aneurysm. I assure you that I never had a desire to take this route. No one wants to be what people call a flat earther. The term is mocked and derided. I attached a humorous video that captures what I mean. Google even feels the need to attach a warning to every YouTube video supporting this position. In my opinion, they would not do this if this truth did not threaten their global deception scheme. Those of us who see this truth realize that we're engaged in a type of battle reminiscent of David versus Goliath. The government controls the media, NASA, and higher education. NASA has a budget of around $60 million per day to develop their computer-generated images of outer space, satellites, the International Space Station, and Hubble Telescope wonders. All we have on our side is a dedicated cadre of YouTubers, rumblers, and writers. But with God's help, that's enough. My prayer is that God will lift the shroud of deception off the people of the earth, that once again, people will realize that the Bible is absolutely true when it comes to science as well as spiritual matters. May our eyes be opened to the heavenly testimony. And I will close by reading Psalm 19:1 from the New King James Version. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.